This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday made his first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for COVID-19. Trump delivered an address on his support for law enforcement from the Blue Room balcony to a friendly crowd. Speaking to a largely African-American and Latino audience, the president urged attendees to vote Democrats, quote, into oblivion.
If the left gains power, they'll launch a nationwide crusade against law enforcement, and they've already done that. And you see them, they're doing that at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
Trump is also priming for a Florida rally on Monday and campaign events in Iowa and Pennsylvania later in the week. The president addressed the large crowd even as the White House refused to declare that he is no longer contagious and against the guidance of public health officials. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden on Saturday slammed President Donald Trump's pandemic response and promised more jobs funded by higher taxes on the wealthy. Addressing a plumbers union in his native Pennsylvania, Biden said President Trump is only pretending to care about working class voters who helped flip the Rust Belt to the Republican column 4 years ago.
We lose anywhere from 700 to 1,000 people a day dead. The president was told a little while ago, when he was told 100,000 people a day were dying, you know what he said? He says it is what it is.
Erie, where Biden was speaking, is in one of the most populous counties nationally that voted for Trump in 2016. The county will be especially critical for Biden as he focuses on winning more white voters beyond the state's Democratic core in Philadelphia and its suburbs. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Israelis calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign demonstrated across the country Saturday evening, saying he is not fit to rule while on trial for corruption charges and accusing him of mismanaging the nation's coronavirus crisis. Protesters gathered at hundreds of locations across the country due to a nationwide lockdown that has barred them from protesting at the usual site outside Netanyahu's official residence in Jerusalem. Netanyahu is on trial for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes for his role in a series of scandals, and the demonstrators have staged weekly gatherings for the past 4 months demanding that he step down. Netanyahu denies the charges and accuses the protesters of being leftists and anarchists. With infections at record levels, Israel imposed another lockdown last month, further hurting business owners and entrepreneurs who have been a key component of the protests. Azerbaijan and Armenia have accused each other of swiftly violating the terms of a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh on Saturday, raising questions about how meaningful the truce that was brokered by Russia would turn out to be. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The ceasefire brokered by Russia was meant to halt fighting to allow ethnic Armenian forces in the enclave and Azeri forces to swap prisoners and war dead. But the Armenian Defense Ministry accused Azerbaijan of shelling a settlement inside Armenia, while ethnic Armenian forces in Karabakh alleged the Azeri forces had launched a new offensive. Meanwhile, the Azeri Defense Ministry posted multiple videos of airstrikes at military vehicles, without mentioning exact locations or dates. Azerbaijan also accused enemy forces in Karabakh of shelling Azeri territory. Both sides have consistently denied each other's assertions about military activity. Residents in the enclave are skeptical of the ceasefire as they deal with the aftermath of shellings.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Hurricane Delta has added insult to injury after blowing ashore Friday evening as a Category 2 storm, only a few kilometers from where Hurricane Laura struck land just 6 weeks ago. Delta ripped tarps off damaged roofs and scattered massive piles of storm debris in the wind and water. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power as the storm moves north and east into Mississippi and the Tennessee Valley. In Lake Charles, Louisiana, Mayor Nick Hunter says his city will be in recovery mode for months and possibly years. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.